Wasatch Latino Coalition member Yuri Jensen shared that the coalition envisions an empowered, integrated, and thriving Latino community where all contribute to the well-being and development of Wasatch County. Jensen outlines the coalition's mission.
The coalition's mission is to connect families with resources and advocate for the greater impact through education, collaboration, and the engagement of the Latino community. So yes, indeed, it envisions the future of an empowered, integrated, and more inclusive life for everyone in Wasatch County.
The coalition is currently made up of about 15 members, though everyone is welcome to join. Most of the coalition is made up of representatives from local organizations who asked how they could serve the community better,
including Wasatch County Library, Wasatch Mental Health, Heber City Police Department, Wasatch School District, People's Health Clinic, the Wasatch County Sheriff's Office, Christian Center of Park City. We have also local religious groups, local entrepreneurs, and also community volunteers and many other organizations.
The coalition is involved with a number of events, including offering Love and Logic parenting classes in Spanish, translating a variety of community events, and hosting the first Latino night as part of the Heber Valley Concert Series on August 8th.
On that night, we're also going to provide prizes. We have a folkloric group, Quetzalcoatl. So we hope that not just the Latino community enjoys that, but everybody, because we believe that we're rich in diversity. We want to make sure that the people from Wasatch County also gets to know us, to understand us, to take a little bit about the culture and traditions the Latino community has. Home.
At Latino Night, the coalition will be issuing a survey to help identify needs in the Latino community.
With this survey, we actually can hear from them what they want based on age groups, the whole family, single parents, parents or families who have documents or no documents. We want to gather all that information. So far, based on the members' experience and perspective, we know that transportation is a huge need, education, literacy, English classes, affordable housing, youth support services, and many others like financial resources, employment, counseling, communication, resources for victims. And we want to make sure that we prioritize what is the need and start working with that so we can serve them better.
Jensen says they plan to publish the survey results in the next month or two. She says the coalition has a lot of resources they hope to provide to the community.
We want to also make sure that they feel welcome and included. When I moved here last year, I noticed the community, they were not as engaged. They were everywhere, right? You can see families going everywhere, but there's still a miscommunication. We're trying to make sure that we close that gap.
Coalition meetings are held monthly at the Wasatch Health Department. Their next meeting is August 20th. You can find more information on the Wasatch Latino Coalition Facebook page or by emailing wasatchlatinocoalition@gmail.com. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.